A priest who has gone home to God many years ago told a story of how he met Pope St. John the 23rd with a group of a few other priests in Rome. Of course, that saint is important to all three of our ordinands this year. This old priest, he recalled that the first priest in the group came up to the Holy Father and he said, "I'm the vicar general of my diocese," after sharing his name. And then he knelt down to kiss the fisherman's ring. The next priest came up and said, "I'm Father so-and-so, and I'm the president of this Catholic university." And then he knelt and reverenced the ring. The third priest followed. He said, "I have a radio and a television show." And then he knelt. And this old priest, he said, "When it came to me, with a tear in my eye," he said, I was kind of embarrassed to simply whisper, "Holy Father, I'm just a simple parish priest." And then that old priest began to kneel, but Pope John the 23rd stopped him. And instead, Pope John the 23rd knelt, and he kissed the hands of that parish priest. John the 23rd was not the only saint who understood the importance of the holy priesthood. St. John Vianney said that if he was presented with an angel and a priest at the same time, he would salute the priest first. St. Teresa of Avila was known to kiss the ground where a priest had walked. St. Francis of Assisi would weep when he spoke of the priesthood. St. Faustina wrote and cried, thanking God for his priests. St. Therese of Lisieux wept and sacrificed for priests that she would never even meet, because she understood that when a priest is holy, entire huge numbers of souls are saved. The saints understood the importance of the priesthood. And I don't say this so that Deacon Timothy and Deacon Sam and Deacon Kai might be thinking even now how great and important they will be after tomorrow. I don't say this so that they might think that starting tomorrow everyone should serve them. Of course, quite the opposite is true. Jesus said he did not come to be served, but to serve. And you, Deacon Timothy and Deacon Sam and Deacon Kai, you are preparing in just a few hours to be configured to the servant king. You will be configured to him tomorrow for the rest of your lives and for eternity. You will be priests forever in the line of Melchizedek. I share these reflections and thoughts from the saints on the importance of the diocesan priesthood so that you three deacons, but all of us too, might even now, in the presence of Jesus and this blessed sacrament on this altar, be reminded of the immensity, the grandeur, the astonishing reality of what Deacon Timothy, Deacon Sam, and Deacon Kai are about to become: priests of Jesus Christ. At your hands, you three deacons, fathers after tomorrow, for the rest of your lives, at your hands, the Eucharist will be confected. Heaven will come to earth. At your hands, sins will be absolved. Souls will be baptized. Couples will be joined in marriage. Houses will be blessed. The sick will be anointed. The dead will be buried. The way to heaven will be pointed out. By your hands, you will be configured to Christ. Listen to this from the Catechism of the Priesthood by St. John Vianney, the patron of all priests. He says, go to confession to the Blessed Virgin Mary or to an angel. Will they absolve you? No. Will they give you the body and blood of our Lord? No. A priest, however simple he may be, he can do it. He can say to you, go in peace, I absolve you, and your sins are gone. Oh, how great is the priest! The priest will not understand the greatness of his office until he is in heaven. If he understood it on earth, he would die not of fear, but of love. The other benefits of God would be of no avail to us were it not for the priest. What would the use of a house of gold be if you had nobody to open the door? But the priest has the key of the heavenly treasures. It is he who opens the door. He who is the steward of the good God, the distributor of his wealth. Without the priest, the death and passion of our Lord would be of no avail. My dear brothers, Deacon Timothy, Deacon Sam, and Deacon Kai, you will be configured to Jesus Christ in about 15 hours. He will work not only through your hands, but in your person, through your person. When you offer Mass, Christ will be offering himself on the altar. When you absolve sins, Christ will be forgiving them through you. When you anoint, it is Christ who will be healing. When you preach, it will be Jesus that the people will be hearing. And when they see you, they will see Jesus. Tomorrow, you will be configured forever to Jesus Christ, and you'll receive a place in Jesus' inner circle. You will be his priest, one of his best friends, even a part of himself. And so on this first Friday in the Sacred Heart month of June, my advice to you, my dear brothers, soon to be brother priests, sit here with Jesus for a while on the eve of your ordination, just like St. John, the beloved apostle. Place yourself as he did, right there at his most sacred heart, and ask him, beg him, that you might carry that heart in your priesthood day in and day out for the rest of your lives. And we, your friends and your family, will be praying this night for that same grace.